I'm Lisa Lupo, Director of Communications for the Atchison Group, TAG. I'm here today with TAG Director of Food Safety, Eric Edmonds, to discuss allergens and the newly passed law making sesame the ninth food allergen for which package labeling is required in the U.S. Good afternoon, Eric.
Afternoon, Lisa.
So with the FASTER Act, sesame has been declared the ninth allergen required to be labeled in the U.S. So what does this mean for the food industry? And how do our allergen regulations compare with other nations?
Yeah, just to provide a little background on that, the allergen regulations in the U.S. are really a relatively new thing. The Food Allergen Labeling and Consumer Protection Act, commonly known as FALCPA, has actually only been around since 2004, and it passed the original Big Eight allergens, and that's what the FASTER Act did, is it amended FALCPA to include sesame, making it now the Big Nine allergens. That was a statutorily defined thing that FDA couldn't change, and so that's a little bit of a difference in the USA, is that you needed a congressional action to actually change that list, which is what the FASTER Act did, which will make it effective that sesame needs to be declared as an allergen starting in January of 2023. You may have noticed that FDA released some guidance last year about voluntarily disclosing sesame on certain foods and flavorings and spices. And that was because they weren't able to add it to the list of the Big Eight at the time. So Congress came in and took a step to make it more robust and adding that to the Big Eight. So in general, there are lots of allergens, over 170 things in food that could potentially cause allergens. So they've really just identified the ones that have severe effects for consumers and really can cause anaphylactic shock and have really severe health outcomes to the list. But another one that I was just going to talk about and comparing the U.S. regulations to other places is sulfites, being one that's not typically included in the Big Eight, but is a mandatory declaration in the U.S., but it has to do with the overall amount in the product. So if there's over 10 milligrams per kilogram of food product, you need to declare sulfites as well. And comparing to those allergens to some of our neighbors and some of our big trade and commerce partners, Canada, the EU, and Australia have basically the same allergens as us, but they've added a few extras. So in Canada, you're looking at molluscan shellfish, mustards. They include kind of a big category of all cereals that may contain gluten. So where we get wheat, they add in rye, barley, and even oats if it's not gluten-free certified. And the EU adds celery, lupin, and Australia even adds bee pollen and royal jelly, which is another honeybee product to their list. So it does change from country to country. And a few others that I just wanted to note that differ from the United States, Japan and Korea add buckwheat as an allergen. And then Korea goes even further to add some that in the USA, we would really almost never consider a major allergen. And they include beef, pork, chicken, peaches, and even tomatoes on that list. So it does vary from country to country, but that core foundation, the Big Eight, now Big Nine, is pretty consistent on a global basis. What this means for the food industry, it's a little bit more than the straightforward, if the product has sesame, you need to declare sesame in your contain statement, because there's lots of products out there that contain sesame, but it isn't considered like a minor ingredient. So FDA called out a few of those in the guidance that was released last year, and that focused on things like hummus or tahini. Difficult one for the industry that everyone's really going to need to look into are natural flavors or any flavoring or any spice mix that may contain sesame, because labeling laws right now basically say if you have a flavoring or a spice mix, you can do a broad generalized claim as flavor or spice. That information of whether it contains sesame or not is not always shared in certificates of analysis or supplier ingredient documents. So that will require a little bit more due diligence to see if you have products that contain sesame that you are right now just unaware of.
Okay. So with the law requiring that sesame be listed as the allergen by 2023, what should companies be doing now? And how can TAG help with that?
You know, there's a few areas. Like I said, outside of the really straightforward put sesame in your contain statement, there's a lot of things to consider because the supply chain with your flavors and spices that may contain sesame, and you have no knowledge of that now. So working with your supply chain to assess exactly what products you're getting that may contain allergen of which you're unaware right now. But then also looking into your suppliers and there's kind of their allergen controls at their production facilities. Are they handling all their ingredients and things in a way that you know or are confident that there isn't allergen cross-contamination going on? And the sesame adds kind of this new complexity to it where people may have to look into changing things. So not only your suppliers, but also your production schedules. So typically production schedules are managed in a way that you kind of add allergens throughout the day or throughout your production cycle. So you don't have to do sanitation and cleaning in between production run is verified to be effective to actually clean in between allergens. Okay. And unfortunately, that's not always possible to have the perfect production schedule. So you may want to look into your cleaning and sanitation programs to make sure they're actually effective. In FSMA, we talk about a lot about allergen preventive controls and things like that. And while they don't require the verification or validation as some of the others, preventive controls, it is a really great practice to look into your sanitation programs to make sure they actually are cleaning. The overall assessment and then adding in additional visual inspections or even allergen protein swabbing to your equipment or your facility to make sure that your sanitation program is effective in addressing those sort of things. And the last thing that I would note was prepare for potential changes in the future. So outside of requiring that sesame be declared in the FASTER Act, there's also a requirement that in 18 months, the FDA is going to have to provide a report to Congress that basically assesses allergens in the US. So they're go through a few different things, kind of collecting data on the prevalence of other allergens that may be causing public health issues or concerns in the US. And then they'll use that information to make recommendations to Congress. And then they'll use that information to make recommendations to Congress on how to kind of better diagnose allergens, prevent allergen onset, develop new treatments for allergens. But the big one for the food industry is they'll actually have recommendations on how Congress can update the food allergen list in FALCPA more quickly and kind of in a transparent manner. So they're really preparing for a way to add allergens to the list in a more easy way. So depending on the results of that report and the research the FDA conducts, we could expect to see additional allergens added to the list, even some of those that I mentioned that are already required to be declared in other places in the world. So TAG, we really work in a lot of those areas. So supply chain assessment, is a big aspect that we work in with a lot of our customers to help you interact or kind of get that information that you need to ensure that you're properly declaring allergens, or even visits to your facility to look into your sanitation practice to see if they're effective. Because as anyone who's processed sesame in the past knows, a sesame seed is a difficult thing to address in sanitation. So they're visible being the small little seeds, but they're also very disposed to being stuck in equipment in different areas, different elbows in your equipment. So TAG is here to help in supporting kind of developing those programs around your sanitation or supply chain to make sure you're actually controlling the potential for allergen cross contact in your facility.
Well, thank you, Eric. We appreciate having you on the talks today, and we appreciate everyone who is listening. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you.